This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 25th. God's word for you today is Lab 102. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6 to 7. And it says, "It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance." Love is a choice. You love because you chose to love. And if you stop loving, it is because you chose to stop loving. The choice to love should continue if the marriage is to last. But guess what? When that choice to love continues and you choose to love over and over again, that feeling is recreated, but in a more powerfully sustained manner. And if you continue, it can even last forever. Which is why it appears that some people have been married for 70 years and they are still in love, still attracted to each other. The reason is they have walked the love, it did not fall on them. So if a couple is out of love, they have not fallen out of love. They have chosen out of love. It is a choice they have made and not something that happened to them. While you cannot help most times who you are attracted to, you can choose who you are going to love. Furthermore, you can train yourself to guard yourself not to get attracted to people. I know because by the grace of God, I have trained myself that way. But generally, a natural person can get attracted to another natural person. So what? It is just a feeling. Throw it out of the window if that is not the right person you should be getting attracted to. But you choose to love the person that you are with. Pastor, you do not understand. It is his fault. He treated me badly, so I fell out of love. It is her fault that I fell out of love with her. No, it is not. Stop blaming anybody for your falling out of love. You chose to stop loving. It is a choice you made, so take responsibility for it. If you understand this, you become very powerful because you understand the dynamics. The next statement I'm going to make may sound very controversial. However, I do not intend for it to be controversial for controversy's sake. I say to the single people, you will marry the wrong person, in inverted commas. I know you are saying, I reject that. Ask people who are married. Everybody marries the wrong person, in inverted commas. The people who stay married are the ones who choose to love and are enjoying their marriage and the love they chose. It is possible that you have been married for any considerable length of time and never felt like you have made a mistake with your life. It is possible that you have not felt that way. But let me tell you a secret. Your spouse has thought about it, that what kind of person is this? The point is, regardless of the fact that you think you have married the wrong person or you have judged that you have married the wrong person, you are right. You have married the wrong person, but you can make it right by staying married and choosing to learn to love the person. Let us pray. Father, please give me a loyal, loving heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.